pro-mandate Representative Eric Swalwell spotted maskless in Florida. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 5, 2022. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, took a maskless trip to Republican-led Florida after blaming Republican liars for prolonging the pandemic just last week. The pro-mandate, pro-mask politician was spotted hanging out without a mask at the high-end Loews Miami Beach Hotel on Tuesday, according to photos exclusively obtained by the Daily Mail. The Free State of Florida, unlike Swalwell's district in the San Francisco Bay Area, refused to implement any mask or vaccine mandates. As a result, the state is a key travel destination for Democrats who seek to escape their heavily regulated districts. Swalwell is the latest addition to the list of hypocritical liberals who seek refuge from medical tyranny in Governor Ron DeSantis's Florida. Recently, Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, came under fire for taking a maskless vacation with her boyfriend in Miami, Florida. Even CNN's Don Lemon was spotted maskless in the Sunshine State. Governor DeSantis called out the lockdown politicians who vacation in his state in a press conference held on Monday. "If I had a dollar for every lockdown politician that decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man. Congresspeople, mayors, governors, you name it," said DeSantis. DeSantis went on to call out the hypocrisy of liberals who support draconian health mandates, yet flee to Florida where the mandates are non-existent. "I think a lot of Floridians will say, wait a minute. You're bashing us because we're not doing your draconian policies and yet we're the first place you want to flee to be able to enjoy life," he said. Swalwell's office defended the congressman's visit to Florida, telling the Daily Mail. The congressman was in the Sunshine State to take official meetings and campaign to help Democrats keep the House. "He loves Florida and has dozens of family members there. It is lies from unvaccinated Republicans that are prolonging the pandemic." Swalwell sarcastically responded to the controversy, tweeting, "They got me. Maskless, juggling a baby and a coffee while meeting with the Congolese queen. Pulitzer please."